Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until you can't find a cheap flight. So I already gave in what's going to be the title for today's episode. But before that, sending you my regards from the beautiful city of Eilat. I'm currently in the mountains, overseeing the beautiful sea and the mountains. Pretty cool. What to record a podcast in. I'm gonna settle down and find a place to sit. And I'll just say that I'm going to Eilat every time I'm in Israel. Basically, it's my nomadic spot inside of Israel, and I'm just going there and camp for a week, which is pretty cool. I'm doing the last stuff on administration and vaccines and business-related stuff before I can take off probably to South America. So the topic of today is related to this trip to South America. Finally, after a lot of time in Europe, flying back and forth Europe and Israel and so on and so on, I have to find actually a long distance flight. And needless to say, this is rather expensive and requires a little bit of skills of searching. So I thought it would be nice to speak about the topic of finding cheap flights. Enjoy. Okay, so the topic for today is the best tools and methods for finding cheap flights. And on the topic of flights, I have to say that flights are the most, one of the most expensive items while traveling, especially if you're a long-term traveler or digital nomad. However, there are some easy ways to reduce the expenses that flights ticket gobble up. And in this article, we're going to speak specifically about some mindset hacks and methods to reduce how much money you're spending on flights. And I have to say that recently there is a big trend of speaking about frequent flyer programs and so on and so on, and getting credit cards that cover your flights miles and so on. And I've always avoided this subject. The reason is that I don't want to get too much into it, and it pushes you a little bit too much into consumption. I still think it's a trap, to be honest, but many people are flying very cheap or even free. But I prefer to stick with the, let's say, more brick and mortar ways of doing a little bit of browsing and having a little bit of creativity and still reducing the flight ticket cost. And that's what the article is basically gonna discuss today. So that's just a little bit for orientation of the mindset over here. I have to say that each flight has about 30 different prices for each flight for the same seats. And it makes you wonder how much differentiation is there out there, and why is it worthwhile to actually spend a little bit of time and not booking the first option that you see. Because if you go deeper a little bit, you can reach one of those cheapest tickets in those 30 different prices. So it makes a lot of sense. But before we start with the actual tactics and the tools, let's start with a few mindset related tips that will affect the price even before you actually start searching for a flight. Okay, so the first mindset hack is basically to be flexible. Now, the idea over here is that airlines are usually trying to figure out who needs the flight the most and charge them a premium. That's basically the game that happens. And you don't want to be in a position that it seems like you are the one that needs the flight the most. Now, I know each of us has their preferences and for the time of the flight, the day of the flight, destination, where to take the flight from, and so on and so on. However, I have to tell you that from experience, one of the things that most impact the budget of the flight and how good of a deal you're going to get is how flexible you are. So if you're, by definition, before you started, in a flexible mindset, the better. So try to work on that before you even start looking. Now, the second mindset hack that is important is actually not a hack at all. It's not a shortcut. It's spending the time. So the idea is that looking for the best flights is not usually a fun process. It takes a lot of energy and time and can be a little bit frustrating, although some people enjoy that. And if you find a person that enjoys that, ask them to search a flight for you. You'll be surprised with the things that they come up with. But the idea is that the understanding that maybe 1 or 2 hours spending time actively looking for flights creatively can save you hundreds of dollars. The minute you understand that, it gives you a little bit more motivation, and you do need to do a lot of trial and error while searching for flights. So I totally recommend promising to yourself before you start the search that you're going to dedicate enough time to it. So it's definitely worthwhile, especially on flights that, by the way, are expensive and are all long distance and so on and so on. So if you're flying from Europe to Europe, you probably don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But if you're flying long distances, then basically if your flight is above $500, spending the time on it is worthwhile. One more mindset recommendation is to be creative. The idea over here is that if you go from point A to point B, there is usually one way that everyone is taking, and is the common way, and that's actually an expensive way because everyone knows that everyone is taking it and the prices are aligning themselves to that. Now, there are countless ways actually of going from A to B. Some of them are a lot more fun than the direct way. So over here, what I'm trying to say is that while you're searching for a flight, you have to explore, shop around, hustle, and use all the relevant resources mentioned below, or at least some of them, and being creative while browsing. Go wild, you know, do the weirdest thing ever, like try to find different dates and different destinations and so on and so on. We're going to speak specifically about how to do it, but the idea over here is just playing around while you are looking for a flight. Now, one more mindset skill is the ability to take a decision. Now, over here, the idea is that although most of us spend too less time browsing before we purchase a flight, some of us are taking it to extremes and are actually booking a ticket too late. And they spend too much time into it, basically because they can't decide and they have the fear of missing out on a better ticket. What I recommend over here is go with your intuition. The minute you found a good price, you'll know. You'll know it deep in your heart, and then just book it, you know. Because the idea is that flight tickets are changing all the time and you can't really reserve a price. So if you found something good, there is a moment where you have to take a clear decision and just book it. And, you know, if you researched well and you actually spent the time on it and you found this price, it makes a lot of sense to just trust your intuition and book it. And now, after we talked about a few mindset, let's say, skills or hacks, we're going to go actually to the tactics and the methods. So the first method that is recommended and well known and makes a lot of sense is using flight aggregators. Now, like every other shopping experience, the ability to compare prices is the key to finding a good price. So flight aggregators allow you to get a list of flights from one destination to another, and a few companies that are actually taking this route. So the ones I recommend, and everything here is going to be on the show notes on becomenomad.com, the flight aggregates I recommend is Kayak, ITA Software, which is basically a tool by Google, Skyscanner, Momondo, and Viama. What I usually do is that I use them to get a general idea about the prices and which companies are going where, and that's even more important. And after I get this information, I go directly to the airlines that are presented on the aggregators and book directly from the airline. It gives you a few benefits. One of them is basically you don't have a mediator, and it makes a lot more sense to book directly from the airline, in my opinion. But checking the flight aggregators as a tool for the search is super important. Now, I have to say that from my experience, the cheapest flights and deals will probably not show up on the aggregators. So it's worth your time not to stop there with the aggregators and move forward to the other methods as well. Okay, so the next tactic is to play with the days and dates. So as you know, the more demand there is, the more expensive is the flight. And researchers show that there are some days that are a lot more expensive than others. Basically, it's the weekends more than anything. So picking a flight in the weekday is going to be cheaper. Makes a lot of sense because everyone wants to fly on the weekend. People don't have a lot of flexibility. And for the digital nomads who are listening, you should have the flexibility to fly on a weekday. And that's exactly where you come into the picture and grab the cheapest flight. So Tuesday is basically the cheapest day, but you want to play around. Also, the red eye flights that I don't like, which take off early in the morning, are also cheaper because they basically don't allow you good night's sleep, and will also sometimes be problematic for the transportation options to get to the airport or from your destination. So those are cheaper. And of course, if you can avoid flying in the holidays, the better, because the holidays are usually very expensive for flying, so go for the low season. Now, one more tactic that I recommend is know the low-cost airlines. So you have low-cost companies like Ryanair and EasyJet that offer much cheaper flights than the legacy carriers. And what you want to do is to locate hubs where those airlines operate and specifically search on their website for flights. As I mentioned before, the low-cost airlines are usually not showing up on the flight aggregators because, of course, there is not a lot of commission to be made from cheap flights. So know which are the companies that are flying close to you or to the location where you want to go, the cheaper ones, and go directly to their website. There is a list, by the way, on the site on Become Nomad of low-cost carriers that is basically a link to a Wikipedia article. For example, in Israel, I use App El Al, Sandor, EasyJet, Norwegian Airlines, and Ryanair. Now, one of the things that are related to low-cost airlines is information. That is very important. You want to stay updated with which companies are opening up their branches in your country or in the destination country and so on and so on, because the situation rapidly evolves in these airlines, low-cost airlines. One more tactic that is important is to know about is separation of flights. So the idea is that usually when you book a ticket, let's say from Israel to South America, you're gonna have one flight ticket, which is the way I usually do it as well. Now, a lot of people are recommending the booking of two separate tickets, and I did it a few times, and it's usually very well, although it has some advantages and disadvantages. The idea is that you're breaking your flight. Instead of just buying one ticket that is all together, you're breaking it to a few companies that are unrelated, a few tickets that are unrelated. This is especially relevant when you fly to a very distant locations. And in this case, what you're trying to do, basically the tactic over here, is try to figure out the major hubs between those two locations and search separately for each destination, a different flight. So for example, if you're flying from Greece to Colombia, you check two prices, separate prices, one from Athens to Madrid, which is a good airport for low-cost carriers, and then from Madrid to Colombia separately. You'll be surprised. Sometimes it's going to get you really nice results. However, if you're not buying it in one ticket and you separate it to two tickets, you have to take the following into account. If your flight gets delayed, you have no insurance for the other flight, which means that you're going to lose it and not going to be reimbursed. So you have to allow enough time of delay between your arrival to the second flight. I usually try to even stay a night. And also, don't forget that you have to collect and transfer the luggage between those destinations. It's not like they're going to send it all the way. You have to collect it and you have to check in again when your flights are separated. One more tactic I recommend is to use tools which show you wide range of options. So some of the sites I mentioned they have developed special tools which can save you a lot of money and are really cool tools. So I'm going to give you a few of the ones I'm using and I recommend. Now, Skyscanner, for example, skyscanner.com, and there is a link to this tool in the episode, allows you to search for flights in a whole month and locate the cheapest fare. You just see all the fares for the month and you can choose the cheapest day instead of just browsing and switching days. Now, Skyscanner is also cool because it allows you to search for flights to everywhere. So basically the idea is that you say, what is your destination? You ask for everywhere and then you boost it up with whole month. And then you can actually see amazing prices for destinations. So if you're flexible, this is one of the best ways to go. Kayak Explore is also a really cool tool. It's basically a map that shows you the cheapest routes everywhere in the month of your choosing. So you just pick a month, you choose the destination, and they just show you all the routes out there that are the cheapest. So very enlightening. You can play around with the map and feed in different locations, and then you can see which are the cheapest routes available to find a really smart way to get to your destination. And the last tool is EasyJet Inspire Me Map, that is doing the same as a Kayak, and basically only for flights of EasyJet, which are usually very, very cheap. So it's definitely worthwhile to check EasyJet Inspire Me if you're flying around Europe. One more thing I recommend is to book in advance. Now, statistically, the best timing to book a cheap flight is 3 weeks before the departure. The idea over here that what you should do basically is to start searching for the flights 2 months beforehand if you can, and that will give you enough information of the options out there, which is very important to know more or less who is flying where and what are the prices, and then just pick between those 2 months before the flight and 2 weeks before the flight the best opportunity that happens. I have to say that booking in advance is especially important when you're less flexible, since last moment flights purchases can be extremely expensive. So if you know that you have to go on a specific date, do not delay until the last moment. And basically one of the hacks that people are using, I haven't used it yet, I can't really recommend it, but a lot are using it, is in case you're less flexible but you still don't find a really amazing flight, you can book a flight that has fully refundable fare in advance, and then if something better comes up you can make the switch. Now, one more tool that is recommended is to consider and to be flexible on where you fly and where from. So the idea over here is that if you want to gain better prices, try experimenting with different cities and airports, which is also important, close to your preferred destination and starting point. So you might be really, really surprised to discover that if you're flying from or landing in a different airport that is still relatively easy for you to reach, this will result in substantial discounts that might be worthwhile the extra hassle. Moving on to another tactic, which is basically on your browser, go incognito and change currency and country in the airline while you're browsing the airline sites. So as odd as it seems, playing around with the settings and changing your country of residence and the currency that you want to pay in will have surprising results. So as we mentioned before, airlines have different prices for everyone. Basically, they just segment the profile of the client and according to that are giving you the price. So if you try to be someone else in a way while you browse the airline company's site, it makes a lot of sense. Now, in order to do that, the minimum you should do is clear your cache and browse on those sites in incognito mode, because those sites are basically putting cookies on your browser every time you visit, and they know where you're from and they know if you've visited them before. But if you really want to go undercover, because most sites will not be able to be tricked by those this incognito step, what you really want to do is basically you're going to need a VPN server to make sure that your country and identity cannot be tracked while you're browsing the internet. It might be a good habit, by the way, anyway, because everyone is trying to get information from us now. So going on a VPN, using a VPN makes a lot of sense. Your last resort, by the way, will be basically to ask a friend to, in another country, to check the prices and book the prices for you. So let's say you have a friend in Belarus, you might want to tell them, hey, please check the flights from Belarus and see exactly the same destination and flight and see if there is a big difference here. And as I mentioned before, switch the currencies. The currency in which you pay, if you switch it to the local currency and so on and so on, and then make the calculation of the real value of what you pay, you might be surprised as well to how much you can save. And I'm also sorry about the background noise of the flies. For some reason, they really like the new microphone, so they're all over it. Interesting. Okay, so one more tool that you also want to check is use social media and alerts. Now, the idea over here is that some flight hackers really recommend joining the social media channels of the companies, for example, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, their newsletter. What happens is if you're on the social media of a relevant airline that you know you might use very, very soon, you might come up with the promotions that they set up, and they put a lot of promotions there, especially on their newsletter as well. So it's a good way to actually get tuned to deals that are not available to the general public. As for newsletters and alerts, you can also register for some sites that are actually giving you price alerts on prices from one destination to another. And the ones I recommend is Airfare Watchdog and Skyscanner Alerts. Moving on to another interesting tactic, which is using travel agents and making direct calls to airlines. So this is kind of surprising. I know it's 2016 and everything, but travel agents are still exposed to deals that you can't get on the internet. So if you cannot find a price that you're happy with online, it might be very, very recommended to go to your local travel agent and see what they can offer. You might be surprised. One additional option that people usually recommend a lot is, and I tried it once and it actually worked, is to call the airline yourself before you book it on the internet, and they might give you even a special extra perk to close it by the phone. So definitely worthwhile to try. One more tactic that I recommend is to use your contacts. That is especially true if you have a friend working in an airline company, then they know all the deals, they get special prices. So buy those people a nice meal, drop them a compliment every once in a while. You can save a lot of money if you have a good friend that is working in an airline or in an airport. Yeah, definitely worthwhile checking your contacts for that. Now, one more thing you want to do is consider all types of tickets. So you want to experiment with all types of tickets to get the best deal. So sometimes, you know, the most logical thing is to buy a return ticket. But it might be interesting to say that even if you want to go to only one way, still the return ticket is going to be cheaper than the one-way flight. And the other way around as well. If you want to go return, booking two one-ways might even be cheaper. So again, we come back to the point of creativity, of playing around, of hustling, and trying to find the best option. Give it some time, be creative. You might be surprised. Now, a few more types of tickets that you wanna be aware of. The one is RTW, round the world tickets, that are also worth considering if you cover a few continents in a limited scope of time. You can get an amazing deal on those. You have the OpenJOW tickets that allows you to take your next flight from a location that is different from where you landed. So for example, you can actually do a flight from Israel to Barcelona, and then instead of going from Barcelona to Colombia, you can go from Madrid to Colombia, and pretty interesting variations there that can save you a lot of money and can also allow you to stay a little bit of time in a new place between a few flights. Now, on the topic of types of tickets, I also recommend, if you're a student, to check two sites, which are basically STA Travel and Student Universe. Those sites have amazing deals for students. So if you're lucky enough to be in the age of a student or have a student card, then definitely worth checking it out. One more airplane. And let's continue to the next tactic. The next tactic is basically go by land and sea. Now, flights are not only expensive, but they're also polluting the environment a lot and don't really allow you to enjoy the scenery. So the idea over here is that you should always try to investigate the possibility of avoiding a flight, or maybe avoiding one part of a flight, and do some portions of your travels by land or by, for example, train, bus, or even a ship. And it's a lot more fun. So whenever I can, I actually avoid flights and go by land. And before we conclude, the last tactic that is recommended, although I don't know nothing about, but I do know that a lot of people have saved a lot of money. So if you're using frequently flights, which I don't, as I mentioned before, I'm using trains and buses a lot more, then you might want to check out the world of flyer miles programs and so on and so on. I don't have a lot of experience, so I can't comment on how exactly to do it, but the idea is to basically get a credit card that has benefits and then spend money on it, and in return for the points get a cheap flight. So I'm gonna link in the article a few sites that are actually experts on this field, and hopefully they can share a little bit of their knowledge with you. That's basically it. So I'll just comment that if you really want to save on flights, as I mentioned before, don't take flights. Do more bus and trains, and also stay longer. Staying longer is the best way to reduce your flight ticket. So if you stay in a place instead of 2 days or 1 week or 2 months, just like me, you're not gonna take a lot of flights anyway. And yeah, that's basically it for today. The show notes are gonna be on becomenomad.com. So hope you enjoy it. If you have any comments, you can tweet me at becomenomad, and have a great week. I'm back to camping. See you. Bye bye.